thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been told of old from everlasting." It was an unlikely place to begin a dynasty. Only the eyes of an eternally hopeful God could look at the rocky hills of Bethlehem and see the birthplace of a king. Instead of a throne, a manger, fashioned of rough, nail-scarred wood. Instead of plush carpets, the sodden hay of a stable floor. Instead of the sweet aroma of incense, the musty smell of livestock. But in the cold darkness of a Bethlehem night, a tiny king arrived, heralded by the lowing grunts of cattle and the soft snuffling of sheep. An improbable king, bright and fragile as the flickering of a candle flame in a dark, windswept room, appearing like a bold new star in a clear midnight sky. In the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Huddled around the meager warmth of an evening campfire, shuffling their calloused hands against the cold, guarding the flocks of Israel, the precious sacrificial lambs of God's people, spotless lambs stretched out on the altar each year and slain that Jehovah's wrath would once again pass over. When out of the still dark sky blazed a light like a thousand suns, the heavens tore open as glory descended, turning night to day and striking fear in their hearts. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Joy, praise we the Lord in heaven on high, praise we the Lord in heaven on high. There shall be born, so he did say, in Bethlehem a child today, how great our joy. Joy, praise we the Lord in heaven on high, praise we the Lord in heaven on high.
There shall the child lie in a stall, this child shall
redeem us all, how great our joy. Joy, praise we the Lord in heaven on high, praise we the Lord in heaven on high. This gift of God will cherish well, that every joy our heart shall fill. How great our joy. Joy, praise we the Lord in heaven on high, praise we the Lord in heaven on high.
So the shepherds found the babe, just as the angel had foretold, and trembling, they knelt before the promise of all Israel. After centuries of waiting, hoping against hope, passing down his prophecies from mouth to ear, and praying to God for his final deliverance from the bondage of sin, here at last was God's answer. The perfect sacrifice, born to be slain on an altar, his precious blood spilled that the sacrifice of our sins would at last be paid in full. That the wrath of God would pass over us once and for all. The message was entrusted not to royal heralds and messengers, but to a ragged band of shepherds, laughing, shouting, and singing the good news in the streets to anyone who had ears to hear, joyfully proclaiming the arrival of God's perfect Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. But for tonight, the little prince knew only the peace of a mother's touch, his tiny shoulders bearing only the weight of a homespun blanket. He was destined for the rising and falling of many. He would be called Savior and King. But in the frosty gloom of a Bethlehem stable, the only rising and falling this night was the gentle swaying of his mother's arms, where he would be called only Yeshua.
In the bleak midwinter,
As the infant Messiah closed his eyes in sleep, far to the east, the aged eyes of wise men were opened to the heavens. A wonder, a bright new star in the night. Whispers of prophecies and kings, of ancient promises and new hope, of salvation for all men. And so began a difficult and treacherous journey through strange lands, following the faint but persistent glimmer of a single star. In caravans of camels and horses laden with earthly treasures, they set out in search of the riches of heaven. Struggling through the wilderness like men in darkness groping toward the one true light. Like starving people crawling with hungry hearts to the city called the House of Bread. Bethlehem.
Give to you is given this night. What leads the wise from miles away and draws the humble to your gates? What joyous sounds ring from above, from one the world knows nothing of. Bethlehem, O Bethlehem, tonight still we see you light. Bethlehem, O Bethlehem, the hosts of heaven share the sight. Above you now the angels bow, and all the world before you. Light sets you apart. What hope is shining from afar? What love would trade a kingly crown? Would in your stable nestle down? This night has all the earth has slept. A promise has with you been kept. O Bethlehem, tonight how still we see you light. Bethlehem, O Bethlehem, the hosts of heaven share the sight. Above you now the angels bow.
robed in perfumed silks and bearing gifts of untold wealth, the wise men of the East came on bended knee to Bethlehem and paid homage to the King of Kings. A humble, unadorned brow, but his crown would outlast the emperors of Rome. Pink, helpless hands, but his scars would someday heal the nations. Innocent lips that would calm the storms and grant pardon to the sins of mankind. And so they laid their gifts at his feet, though he was God's gift to them. Wrapped in swaddling clothes, but robed in glory, the everlasting King, Jesus. From the lofty courts of heaven's throne room to the dusty floor of a Judean barnyard, from the mouths of angels to the ears of simple shepherds, from the rangy hills of Israel to the sweeping plains of the Far East, the cry went up, as if all creation had been holding its breath and now broke forth in a single glorious refrain, rolling like the waves of an eternal sea, bearing glad tidings to every shore, to people of all ages, races, and tongues, turning eyes and hearts to the one who made them, raising hands in awestruck worship, singing glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. And the prophet said, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel, God with us, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who spoke the worlds into being, and who set the stars in their place, the master of all things, now in the form of a servant. The Creator God, now held by his creation. The Father God, now a child. The Spirit, now made flesh. He whose face could not be seen by mortal man. His cheeks now caressed by a mother's kiss. Here, with us, Emmanuel.
Salvation's word.
Through the long centuries, the promise of that night still speaks, calling us like the angel's song, shining like that bright star in the heavens, rousing us from our sleep and bidding us to come. On weary feet and wobbling knees, come. Finding God's only Son in the darkness and kneeling in worship, come. Laying our gifts and lives before Him and rising again as new creations, come. Spreading His message of hope to all who have ears to hear. Can you hear the call of His promise? What will your answer be?
I'll bow before the infant King.